Shavuot Tov, everybody. Super excited to have you guys here. Thank you for inviting me to come out. Very, very excited. I just want to have a first, an apology. No sore sheets. It's too dark, and I'm going to have to be on my phone just for a little bit of notes, okay? Just to have some ideas floating around. So far, I have my recording going, but if you guys can have a recording also as like a backup, that's good. Not one that's posted just to the WhatsApp chat, but just like Stamta, eventually send it out later. That's good. Okay, so like this. When we first start our journey as Baalei Tshuva, or even as those who are firm from birth, we normally at some point in our life hear a beautiful Lech Lecha Avot, which is about Avraham having to be told to go to himself, right? And we're told to go to ourselves. Usually if you're growing up in the world of this, you'll hear it in your adolescence. If you're like myself, you'll hear it probably at the yeshiva you went to, or even in your Kiruv days when you're first growing. And so that's a word that we know very, very well. But I want to reinforce the fact that tonight's shir is called Go to Yourself Again. You see, there's something beautiful that the Nesiva Shalom talks about particularly. And he says, and I've mentioned this in other shirim that we've given, but he gives an amazing, amazing idea over. And I want to share that to kind of be the launch pad for our adventure, our journey, or everything tonight. And so he says that the Zman is me'orer the Kriya, and the Kriya is me'orer the Zman. Which means that the Kriya, the Torah portion that we read, will awaken the time that we're actually in. And of course, we know that the time that we're in is going to awaken the Torah portion that we read. The time is going to dictate when we read what we read. And just like we say around Hanukkah time, which isn't so far away, we say, Bayamim Ahem Bazman Azeh. We say that what was extant, what was available, was in the ether, in the world, in the Bria then, is then available at that time now. And so as we're holding by Malav Malka, as we're holding now by the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, you could still grab onto the little sparks, the netzotzot, the leftover parts of the bonfire of Lech Lecha. It's not just available to you when you're reading the Torah portion. It's also available to you right now. And so I want us to just think about it. I want us to go on a little bit of a journey tonight. Again, because we might think like, Avraham Avinu, I heard that vort, that's it, that's the only thing I have, I'm done now. But I'm not done now. Every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the opportunity to do what the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva gave over in Shirei Das, to weigh up the circle of your feet, which was, you could safer. And the vort there was given over to his Talmidim, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva's Talmidim, and it's called Pa'aleis Ma'gal Raglecha, way up the circle of your feet. Where are you right now? Where are you holding in the world of life? Where are you on your journey of life? And what do you need on your journey? What's too much and you shouldn't have it? And what's too little and you need more? So as we go right there in the sugya of our adventures in life, so to speak, it's important to take stock of those times right now in our life. Think about it. We just came out of, but it's a little bit while since Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We all probably had visions. We all probably had goals. We all probably had aspirations and things to strive for. Where are we holding with those? How are we doing? Some of us better than others, depending on how modest you were with them. And so Lech Lecha is an opportunity for you to recognize, you know what? You don't beat yourself up over the fact that maybe I'm not where I want to be. I have to weigh up the circle of my feet. I have to evaluate again where I'm holding now. And again, Nesiva Shalom tells us very clearly, every single year that we read the Parsha, it has to speak to you. And every time that we're going through the Parsha, it better go through us. And we have to tap into it. So this is our Lech Lecha moment, to close our eyes, to breathe it in, and to believe it. We have an opportunity to journey outside of ourselves to something bigger and greater. We know the little sparks of what comes from what seems to be nothing but a pallet in front of us illuminates into the very bonfire that's before us. And the potential that we have is humongous. The Malbim brought, when talking about Avraham Avinu, good to see you, when the Malbim was talking about Lech Lecha and the comparison of what Hashem did to Avraham Avinu, he talks about a farmer, or really a person who is the owner of a vineyard. And the owner of the vineyard is surveying his entire cropland, his entire field. And he's going around and he's happy and he sees, look what's going on. I see this, I see that. And then he notices a little sapling that really shouldn't be where it is. It's not actually thriving where it is. And he knows, because this person's been an expert in farming and agriculture and all things vineyard related for years, that this sapling would be doing so much better and so much greater if it was elsewhere. Its potential was withering because it was located geographically in the wrong place. That, the Malbim tells us, is exactly what Hashem did to Avram Avinu. He realized that Avram Avinu was the sapling. He was the one that was not going to reach his full potential with Terach, with his father, in this house of Avodah Zarah, in this place of you know, really bad, really raw. And although he would have, you know, towered to be a great, 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 he never would have been able to be the person he was if he wasn't literally plucked out of his location, spiritually, physically, emotionally, geographically, everything, and replanted, so to speak, elsewhere. That's also us. Now, no, I'm not telling you leave the Edison Chabura, no. Maybe if that's right for you, but I'm telling you what you should be doing is thinking every year we have an opportunity to transplant ourselves, so to speak, to put ourselves somewhere else, to reevaluate where we're holding in life. And now's the time. The Nesiva Shalom is beckoning to you, telling you, this is Lech Lecha. What's your Lech Lecha moment? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to go with? And what challenges are going to be before you? And so I thought tonight we could take some time to do something a little bit more reflective in nature and try to just evaluate what's involved. And so again, just an apology for having me to have my phone out. It's very dark, since I don't have a source sheet to look at for notes. I just want to grab some things over here that I remember to think about.
Can we make it brighter?
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I think the fire's
helping a bit. Yeah. So again, I think really, really deeply, it's crucial to just think about, like we're starting off with, Pales Ma'agal Raglecha, where are you? Way up the circle of your feet. And what does that even mean? So when it was given over, I'll do the TLDR version of a very, very deep schmooze from the Tels Rosh Yeshiva, which is basically, we all have a circle that we are in. And if we step out of that circle, we're either outside of the Dalet Amos of Halacha, or we're outside the, you know, the Hashkafa of what's allowed. But there are things that are permitted to you within the Dalet Amos of Halacha, as well as Hashkafa and everything else, that you very well may need. And there's also things outside of the world that you don't need. So for example, it could be that a person actually does need to have a 3,000 square foot home. Could very well be. But maybe not. Is that person you? Maybe, maybe not. Lech Lecha, go to yourself, evaluate, go internally and find out what your needs are to bring out your potential. Another one. For other people, it could be, I don't need anything other than 500 square feet. I don't need anything, and I can have 12 kids, and I am besimcha all day long in that 500 square feet. And they really are. Like, if you went into the walls of your home, are going to give testimony to who you are and what you were, right? Same idea. It could very well be that they're going to be on such a madriga that they don't need that. Do you need that? What do you need? And this is the time, Lech Lecha, go to yourself. We're not going to be so source-driven tonight. That'll be for the shurim that we're at when we're not at a bonfire thinking reflectively. But we're actively here, and I just want to have us do some inward thoughts and inward thinking about that. What do you need? Are you getting it? Are you able to give it to yourself? And it's crucial. It's everything from, well, you know what? I actually really enjoy wine on Shabbos. So I'm buying wine for Shabbos. Oh, is that being too gluttonous? Well, I could just get grape juice. Like, all of those thoughts, all of those inward struggles we have, you need to know, who are you? Where are you? How much money do you need to make? What kind of girl should you marry? All these things. What are my needs? Where's my circle? And how do I weigh up the circle of my feet? That's the biggest idea from that shmooze. And I think it's crucial in Lech Lecha, as we're going to ourselves, to know where we're even going or how we're going to get there. What's your circle? How are you weighing it up? And we just need to think deeply on that. Because if we don't, sometimes we'll get a little too, my Rebbe would say, Baal Tshuva disease. And we'll think that we have to shecht everything. What's Baal Tshuva disease? A person who thinks that he has to, you know, be firmer than the Torah. That's my buddy Mike Seidman would say it. I have to be so frum that I have to cut everything out of my life, even though Mesilas Yesharim, if you read the first line, tells you that basically what's the purpose? be happy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and be joyous. And it's also going to say, and then the Rishami tells you, did you see my Alps? Did you go on these vacations? Did you see the... But there's a balance. Everything in life is a balance. And you could be on the other side. The other side is I'm going to enjoy everything. I'm going to enjoy every aspect of God's world, and I'm going to lump it into those excuses. Who are you? What do you really need? And the only way, from personal experience, that you find out what you really need is by messing up. At least for me. The only way that you really figure out in life what it is that you're going to need is at every stage of your life, it will change, by the way. What I need at three kids in, 15 years from, is infinitely different than, like, I'm going to be in the Chabura house with my coffee, with my if I get a coffee before I run out the door with three, I'm like, okay, we're good. You understand? Pales Magala Ragla, where are you? Yeah, how much kavana do I have to have in my davening? Where am I learning vis-a-vis versus, are you dating now? Maybe your learning's going to dissipate a little bit. Way up. This is lechacha. And you might have to do, this is basically a cheshbon and nefesh on your whole year that you get an opportunity to do. Way up the circle of your feet. Figure out what it is that you need. And know deeply that it'll change. Shabbos is going to look different. The things that you need that are going to fuel what you want in life are going to be different. And you need to know that, because if you don't have that in place, you lose out on everything else. You might be a Gemara guy now. You might be a Hashkafa guy now. And it's okay to change. It's okay to deviate. Your life is a continuum, and you need to know what it is that you're interested in. But not only that, what you need. How do you figure out what you need? And then with that, I want to open it up to questions if there are. Hopefully some people will be brave enough to ask some questions on this. Let's open it up a little bit also and get some discussion to understand deeply and bring other things out too. But before we do, when we're weighing up the circle of our feet, we have to deeply appreciate who we are and be real with ourselves. We spoke about this in prior classes, right? We have to be real with ourselves. Don't pretend you're something you're not. And it's okay to be who you are, because that's your circle right now. And Hashem put you in this world with your unique experiences, with your unique struggles, with your unique background for a reason. Hashem doesn't necessarily need another Talmid Chacham. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Maybe it's you, maybe it isn't. But he definitely needs you to be whoever you are. And you got to figure that out. How do you figure that out? First, know what you're good at. Figure out your strengths. Figure out your talents. What are you good at? Then, figure out what you're passionate about. All the Machon dudes know this already, but it's important to Chazara. Let's go. Know what the world needs. And when you find the harmonious blend between those three things, you'll figure out how you can give back to the world. I'm big on Achrayus. Everyone here knows that. Achrayus is absolutely key. You're not here just to kind of do Torah mitzvahs. Like, anybody could do that. That's like the bare minimum base requirement of what we're supposed to do. What are you here for? To be like Hashem. And what does he do? Gives back all the time. Derech Hashem first parak. You're here to give back. How are you going to give back? What are you going to do? Maybe you're going to be an awesome parent. Maybe you won't be zocheh to kids. Rachman al-Islam. May that not happen, right? May Hashem protect us. What's your avoda in the world? Figure out what you're good at, what the world needs, and figure out what you're passionate about. Link them all together. And then that's how you know what you need and where you should be going in life. Pales magala raglecha. Way up the circle of that feet. Way up the circle of your feet. I want to open it up for questions. We could branch out a little bit. Same topic though, on the idea of journeying against yourself. Go to yourself. Again, this is not just some Kiruvi awesome thing. This is not just some basic skills 101. Oh, that's nice. No, this is every single year you need to be reflective. It's nice to have pshat in Tosfos and Rashi, but do you have pshat in yourself? Do you have pshat in figuring out what's going on in you? And again, at every stage of life, the trials and tribulations can seem insurmountable. In some years, they're going to be harder than ever before. So weigh up the circle of your feet. Maybe you need something else. Maybe you need more stuff. Maybe your circle needs to be bigger. In other years, maybe you can get by with less. This isn't just physical. This is mental, emotional, psychological, friends, everything. And the more reflective that we are, the more that we think about this proactively, and even if we just take 5 minutes at a bonfire, 15 minutes at a bonfire to go through it and to think about it, you'll be infinitely ahead of literally everybody else you'll see in shul tomorrow. Take time. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just go to Night Seder and Rav Banish's Shmuz you know, and halakha, do that. But there's more to life than that. Don't just get up, go to work, and reflect, introspect. And so with that, let's open it up a little bit. Questions, comments? Yeah, Jared.
I guess I'm like, and maybe this is more of a personal cheshbon, but like,
yeah.
Like I want to be able to learn. I really enjoy learning stuff on Musar. Sometimes I feel like I just don't have the time, and because I'm also trying to do like a little bit Gemara, and I'm also like I recently had a teaching position, so.
And you?
I got a teaching position today, but
very nice.
I know what I want to do, so that's
very nice.
Time. I guess my question is how, like, in terms of that personal reflection analysis, cheshbon nefesh, how would. Should I like? How should like we? If we want to learn stuff we love, but also maintain that seder, we're learning like the basics.
Awesome. So you're actually becoming what I was going to speak about next week.
Yeah.
Next week, I was going to talk about two different paradigms of people who learn. Let's just back away.
Oh, yeah.
Nice roaring fire over here. Okay.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Way up the circle of your feet. Yeah. All right. The question for anybody who's on the recording who didn't get a chance to hear was basically, I think, a point on balance, right?
Yes.
Balancing time, balancing energies, balancing how do I do this in the world of learning? I want to particularly focus on these types of things, although I'm doing this. How do I figure it out with all the time I have? So, again, I was going to say next week shmooze with a lot more sources and things built up, hopefully a source sheet for all as well. But basically, the TLDR, the too long didn't read of that is going to be, you got to be balanced. There are people who love this, hashkafa and all that jazz, and sometimes they're down in the clouds, and you know, and then there's other people like, I am in the Gemara, I'm in the Halakha, I don't know anything about hashkafa, leave me alone. And the gist is going to be you have to figure out how to balance the happy medium of both in both worlds, and that's when you find a person like Rav Lopiansky, or you find some of the greatest people in the world. So that, but we'll get into that next time. The answer is going to be, how do I do this? How do I make it happen? So one is going to be a real, real first now, as a guy about 15 years out of his journey, still on it. I'm going to give a little bit of a jab, and it's very important, and I've done this before, so hopefully you guys can strap in. One is, if you don't think you have time now, you just wait. You just wait.
Yeah, that's true.
I am not kidding. You need all of the single dudes, and some married guys, you all need to realize, if you don't think you have, just to give you an idea, personal maisa, this Shabbos was a very hard Shabbos for me. Okay, my three kids nearly tore the whole house apart and each other. My wife was just done. And
sorry to hear that.
But where am I? Right here with y'all now.
Yeah.
Still doing a smicha program.
Right.
Almost done, but I get yet a little bit. You put time into things that matter to you.
Right.
And y'all matter to me a ton. And so what will happen is really at the end of the day, what you prioritize will be what you actualize. What you prioritize is what you'll actualize. So it's easy to say, oh, you know, it's hard to do that. So the first thing I would say is recognize it only gets harder. But that's tough muster.
No.
Then, but the other piece is now, okay, thanks, Bob. Now what? Right? So the now what is, write a list of literally everything you do, especially you, Jared. You'll handle this well. Others are going to be like, I'm all over the place. I don't know. But for you particularly, write a list. I wake up at X. Also, do you have consistent... Number one, do I have consistency in my davening? Do I have consistency in my chakras? If not, I squandered stuff I could have done beforehand or stuff I could have done after, depending. So figure out where's my consistent, doesn't have to be a place, but where is my like time? Am I the 7:15 guy at Aguda? Am I the 8:30 guy at Ter Shlomo? Am I 6 o'clock because I got to get the, get Seder in your davening? Because if you let your entire life be dictated by the zman of your davening, you won't achieve. You won't achieve. Even now, I go to Mincha Maariv and I struggle with it constantly. Because I have to figure out, well, wait a minute, now it's going to be 4:35. But this, but I did this before. Every week is a reevaluation of where am I putting my time, where am I putting my energies. And if you want to succeed in the world and be in anything, it all comes down to time management.
It
all comes down to structuring out your day. So number one, structure your day. And figure out from top to bottom what you have.
Yes.
And then push yourself.
Okay.
If it's a real goal, tell yourself, I'm going to focus on this for 5 minutes a day. I'll give you an example. I have, in addition to other things, a lot of guys here, in addition to myself, do Mishnah Yomi. And right now we're holding in Eilat Shreifos, which is pretty geschmack. I actually like Eilat Shreifos a lot. The things that are, it's in chulin, all the different aspects of what makes something treif. You know, it's simonim of kosher birds, simonim of all the different types of things. Fish, I think, is tomorrow. But so, it's not easy to do that. When we were doing Yevamos, forget it, you know? But if you tell yourself, this is my goal and nothing touches it, then nothing will touch it. If you tell yourself, oh, well, you know, I have this thing I got to... So the more you are a militant about your time, classic Rabbi Jacobs from Mochon Yaakov, guys, the more that you're a militant with your time, the more that you'll recognize and see that you have the ability to do it. The other thing is, weigh up the circle of your feet. Is that where you should be right now?
Yeah.
Do you have to do that now? Right? Do I need to now figure out how to balance both Hishkafa and Gemara right now before I'm a married guy? Like, maybe, maybe not. So figure out if that's what you want. That said... Another one of these little jabs, 15 years out, this is going to be the best opportunity you have to learn in your life.
Sure.
Period. And by that I mean the most undistracted you'll have,
sure.
The most slept in your life you'll ever have, even if you don't sleep well, even if you have something with sleep, I'm telling you, when you're a married man with kids, forget it. What's that?
I'm dreading tomorrow morning with the time clock.
You got it. We're on the recording for anybody who's still just, you know, throwing things out. I just want to make sure everybody knows we're still on record. Yeah. But it's true. It's mamish not easy. Now, that said, if you are careful about your time, if you're careful about what you're trying to actualize, and you actually have modest goals with clear delineated points of actually getting there, opposed to just, I'd like to figure out more stuff in the world of Gemara and Hashgafa. Well, what? Mm-hmm. Tell yourself, Hashgafa. You know, tell yourself that you're going to go through an English. Let's do easy. Get Rabbeinu over. Oh, English safer, okay?
Yeah.
Get an English safer. 5 minutes a day, go through it.
Okay.
Go through it. And you'll see just how much you could finish.
Right.
My Shabbos enjoyment that I do, beyond all the learning that I have, is when everybody is sleeping and everything has been absolutely bananas, I pull Rabbi Nissel, who's hopefully going to come to speak to the girls if all's well, Rabbi Nissel's Sefer on Rav Moshe Shapiro that came out,
oh, wow.
A biography. He put it out a long time ago, a couple years back now. I haven't finished it yet. Because I spend probably maybe like 5 to 10 minutes every Friday night just looking at it. But by the time I do, it'd be like, wow, look at that. You understand? It doesn't have to be the goal. It doesn't have to be finishing and completing it. It just has to be like small, gradual steps in the right direction to get you where you need to be. That's one. And also, of course, there's other advanced learning that you're going to be doing, right? When I'm learning malicha and how do you salt meat properly, and what if they didn't do a dacha rishon, okay, but that's a different shmooze. This is how do I throw something else into the...
Right, into the pot.
Into the mix.
Yeah.
Questions, comments, reactions, anybody else? Don't be shy. You don't get this type of opportunity often.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam.
How, I think you touched on it, but maybe there's a little bit more. How do you make sure that you're being honest with yourself?
Oh.
Meaning, you know,
very
it's very
good.
Easy to say.
Very
you
good.
To start making judgments that I need this, I need that, and then eventually you end up in a place that's way off track. Like, what you really actually need.
Right, 100%.
You're like,
100%.
I really need like this night. Okay, now you're not.
You got it.
At all.
And then you're fried. Yeah. And to put it in starker terms, just a bit. How do I know what's my Yetzihara and what's my Yetzitov? How do I know what I really need versus, you could do that. You know? So I'm not a Bucky in this. I could definitely tell you from my own personal experience, though. And sometimes it's just from falling down and messing up. Okay? So, personal example. I, Baruch Hashem, am a fairly skinny dude. But at some point, I realized that I went up 3 pant sizes from where I used to be since being married. I looked in the mirror about 6 months ago, maybe a year ago even, and I wasn't thrilled. I told myself that I have to change, right? And I actively did something about it, right? And little by little, I said, you know what, I need to have more protein in my diet. The only way I'm going to lose any of this, and you guys might laugh depending on where you are, but for me, it was like a thing, yeah? Being vulnerable myself, I said, wait a second, I used to be this skinny dude. I have to be able to keep up with my kids and I could do all this stuff, and I just wasn't able to. So I said, I'm going to now do this, and Elul came, and I made a complete 180 change. Protein shake in the morning. I eat these chickpea things. I got protein bar, up the protein, lower the calories, little by little by little by little. But then just this past week, I started realizing, like, I don't know how sustainable long-term this is. How do I figure out now for myself what's actually going to do it? And I did end up losing 20 pounds, thank God. But how am I supposed to? And it was only 2 months. So like, how am I supposed to figure out like what's going to be? How do I do this? And you're going to need tweaks. The answer with that mice and also the tweaks and the answer is going to be you have to just fail a few times before you figure it out. And that's scary, right? But how else in life does anything really happen? Do all discoveries in the world come about because this guy had a genius idea? Or is it usually trial and error? Let's be honest. So I maybe somebody in a much more lofty madriga than myself will have a real good answer for you. But just from my lowly level, I'll tell you that it has to be from failing. And then being honest with yourself that you did fail. And then getting back up again. Our sukkah shir, right? Where's your sukkah? Reevaluating where are you and saying, you know, okay, I have to change my circle. So let's make that a little bit more concrete. Let's say a person's goal is that I'm going to go to bed at 11 at night now because every time I wake up in the morning, or basics, I used to go to bed at 12 at night. I look at the sports scores. I do all this stuff. And then I wake up in the morning and I missed chakras. I was a grumpy guy. I barely made it to work on time and I'm just not doing well, right? Hopefully, that should be a wake-up to a person to be like, oh, this is not my circle. I need to now go to bed a little earlier. Okay, let's now try to have a goal of waking up at a certain time. The certain time I want to go to bed at is this. And then, invariably, you'll probably succeed in the beginning, and then you'll fail. And then, at that failure, do I now tweak and change the time? Or do I just get back up again and keep going? You hear what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like that is a big piece of it. There's no like rainbow with a pot of gold at the end of it. There is a lot of falling down and just, you know, using crutches to get yourself to the goal sometimes. Eventually, things will just make sense and you'll build each thing in and it'll be more consistent and it'll be easier. But in the world of physicality, for example, how are you going to know if you need a $3,000 square foot house or not? Well, who did you marry? Who did you marry? That'll dictate a whole lot. And not only that, but like, do you realistically have that background? Like, do you need that type of thing? That type of thing, I think, is something that won't happen through failure. You'll kind of know yourself. Oh, pizza. Come again. You know, I have a feeling that's going to be something that you can evaluate and figure out better for yourself as you go. Is that good? Was there more to it that you needed?
No,
follow-ups?
I think
a lot of it's going to be introspective work, going for it, failing, getting back up, and tweaking. That's the global. If you have concretes, we can evaluate a concrete too.
Do you think there's any component? I mean, I'm guessing the answer's kind of self-evident, but I'm thinking that is there a component of like you need to I don't know. You also need to have outside check-ins that are outside of who you
yourself,
are.
Yourself,
like,
right?
Whatever. Whoever Absolutely. That might be. Like, you know, I know, say in Mapan Yaakov, very common practice is to have a partner. You do a cheshbon and nefesh.
Absolutely.
Or something like that. But.
Absolutely. So let's just speak that for a second, because I think all the guys in this entire chaburah could benefit from that tremendously. I'm going to call out an elephant in the room, but I hope it's fine. Every single person here is not perfect. Every single person in this room is not perfect. Every single person here in this bonfire is not perfect. And so as a result, there's going to be things that we either have an awareness about or we don't have an awareness about it. Right? Are we doing something that is just socially weird, not normal, and not going to help us get married? Are we doing something that is actually really, really negative around all of our roommates? Are we doing something that's actually going to end up being destructive for us in the long term? You'll never know that by being true to yourself. You'll only know that if you're brave enough to ask somebody, hey, by the way, like, what's going on with me? Rabbi Jacobs called this in Maamar Chazal the Johari window, which is a secular idea, which is that there's the self that you know, there's the hidden self that only you know, but there's the revealed self that you show to the world that you're also aware of, but then there's like this revealed self that you have no clue about, but everybody else knows about you, but they just won't say. This is the only place on the planet, I think, that you have as an opportunity. Maybe your yeshiva, if you were there, I had it in my yeshiva, thank God, also. But now you're in a chevra of people. Hopefully, maybe it's not in your house. Maybe it's somebody in the chabura. Maybe it's a rav. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's somebody altogether different that you can go to and be like, listen, I want to be really vulnerable with you right now. And you got to be ready for anything, by the way, because this takes everything, but it could be the biggest life changer, not a game changer, you're a life changer. It could be identifying the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to work on, and you're being brave enough to just help. Now, don't be that guy on the other end. If nobody asked you, don't you dare say anything. That's not okay. You can't ever step in and be like, listen, you just don't, what do you do? That's not for you. If somebody is brave enough to ask you, though, you approach it, and you tell them straight up, honestly, like, listen, I've been dating for X amount of years. What do you think the problem is? Only if you trust the guy, only if you believe the guy, or, oh, hey, like, you know, I've been doing A, B, and C in davening. Do you think that's weird? Do you think that's normal? I've been doing X, Y, Z with, you know, all these different things. Be brave enough to reach out to people. And yeah, for sure, that will not only help you identify yourself, but it'll help you realize where your circle needs to be. Because if you have that component of yourself missing, then you're not going to know. You're not going to approach things from the perspective that you really need to be in. So I think that's huge. Yes, without question, ask for external help. Not only in evaluating what you need and where you're holding, but also to know where your blind spots are in life. So do a cheshbon nefesh with somebody you trust. Help them. They can help you identify and figure out what you're looking for, you know, in every aspect of life. But also, I'm going to say, be brave enough to go out on a limb to find out where your blind spots are. Because we all have them. And eventually the person is going to be your wife, hopefully, who can help you identify them. And eventually, by the time you're married, hopefully you won't have so many of them. If you do, you're going to be in trouble. So make sure you figure out your blind spots now. And you ask the right people who actually know them and can help you out. And you know somebody who's going to be a sensitive soul and tell it to you properly. And then you'll be able to go weiter in the sugya of life. And again, lech lecha, go to yourself. Again, right? Not just one time I changed my life for Torah, I'm Avram Avi. Every single year we have an opportunity to do this again. And now it's in the Bria, like we said, with the Nesiv HaShalom. We have it. It's extant. It's literally here for us. It's here for us. We can tap into it. The Netzotzos, the little sparks, the everything of Lech Lecha is still here. Malava Malka. And we can go and say, I'm going to now go to myself in a deeper way than I did. I am going to be brave enough to go and reach out to other people and say, hey, what am I missing in life? What's going on? I am going to be like that tells the Rosh Yeshiva's advice of weighing up the circle of my feet. And I have to evaluate everything. So to come full circle before, we hopefully just break out into some singing, get everything going. Tonight's shiur, for those who came in halfway a little bit, we talked about particularly a few different topics to just get our juices flowing as we're going into the new zman with Lech Lecha. We said that tonight's shiur was called Lech Lecha, go to yourself. Again, because we all have a journey that we were on when we changed our life for Torah, or if we're already, you know, we've been on that path since birth. At some point during our adolescent years, somebody at least told us that vort of Avram Avinu going to himself, and we changed our path, or we did something else, or we forged our own way. And we get a chance to do that every single year, Nesiv HaShalom tells us, right? Because we said that the Zman is Me'orer, the Kriya, and the Kriya is Me'orer, the Zman. And then we brought in the Tells of Rosh Yeshiva too. So my bracha to everyone here is to have the capacity to be brave enough to find out what you really need in life and to actually go out and achieve it. You're in a chabura of people, whether you're married or single or whoever it is. You have a group of guys, whether you learn with them or not. They're around the bonfire with you. There are people here that love you. There are people that care about you. You have rebbeim that are dedicated to you. Sometimes they have more time for you. Sometimes they have less time for you. Sometimes you might have to come to me or Zev or whoever, Rabbi Zev. But you have people that are here that love you, that are caring about you and can help you. And they can really answer questions for you. Take this Zman to really Lech Lecha, to really go to yourself again. Thanks for listening.